This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, it is 6:10 and we're going to be moving on to our next story, or rather our first story of this hour, which is about breaking up monopolies in Malaysia. This is coming after the Malaysia Competition Commission CEO Iskandar Ismail said that they'll be stepping up their probe into Grab Holdings as part of the government's push to have greater competition here.
Yeah, so last year there were multiple complaints accusing Grab of monopolistic practices. This is after they bought over Uber's Southeast Asian operations. And yeah, Grab has enjoyed a large part of the market share since then, especially in the e-hailing sector, and they are continuing to expand in other services as well. And they are controlling the market share, even though there are some admittedly weak competition.
Yeah, and I don't take Grab a lot myself, but just anecdotally, from what I've heard from people who do, it did result in increases in price.
Yeah, it did
result in some dips in service. So clearly, at least in that, from that perspective, it's an issue. But from a larger point of view, the government has also been trying to introduce more competition in various services and sectors. You know, we've seen them ordering Telekom Malaysia to share its high-speed broadband cable network with other operators. And they're also thinking of allowing people to choose power suppliers other than Tenaga Nasional.
Yeah, so obviously monopolies, I mean, the general view is that monopolies are not good, especially for the consumers.
Yeah.
When you have a monopoly, you can control the price, you don't see innovation, and you that doesn't suit the consumers, basically. But I mean, that's just the way it's been going on right now. And I do commend these efforts to break up monopolies. And I think one of the things that we need to look at is to sort of empower the competition, because we're talking about Grab, right? They're not the only players in the e-hailing scene. There are many others, but they are just either too small, or their app is just not good enough. And it's a shame that they didn't take the opportunity to sort of like jump in when Uber sort of left this region.
Is it about not taking the opportunity, or is it about being too small to? Because I think when it comes to business environment, I was thinking a lot about how monopolies change that. Because like you said, of course, when you are part of the monopoly or benefiting from it, then it just seems like the greatest idea known to man. But otherwise, if you are trying to start a business, or if you're trying to compete in this landscape, I just think there's a lot of... you're coming at a disadvantage because you may not have the same resources. You are up against somebody who has shaped consumer habits for whom they might be the first choice for many. So I do wonder, for new businesses trying to enter this space, enter a space newly after monopolies have been broken up even, whether or not it's just incredibly difficult. So on the line with us is P. Gunasegaram, longtime business analyst, also the editor-in-chief of Focus Malaysia. Guna, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
You're welcome.
So here in the country at the moment, which services and sectors do you see being dominated by monopolies?
I think when you're talking about monopolies, there are still some natural monopolies. For instance, power generation is largely a monopoly by Tenaga Nasional, although the generation of electricity itself has been sort of distributed among a number of other companies. So that will be one of that. And then the other one will be the fiber network, which is being largely undertaken by TM. So perhaps some water services in various states and things like that. But some of these are unavoidable monopolies, you know, in the sense that if you break them up, then the duplication of services in these areas will result in costs going up very high.
Mm-hmm. Are all monopolies bad?
So monopolies are not always bad, provided it is structured such that there is a commission which oversees the operations. For instance, in the case of fiber, for instance, perhaps you should have an independent company which provides fiber, and all the other telcos can purchase fiber time from them, so to speak. So if it is done that way, then it will be all right. But not to give any particular company a dominant position in the marketplace.
So outside of, I mean, we're of course speaking about this as consumers, but from an economics point of view, I suppose, from a business point of view, what are the main arguments in favor of monopolies?
The main argument in favor is when you're talking about infrastructure. You know, so for instance, even in terms of power generation, for instance, at the time of privatization, the people who could actually produce the power most cheaply was the Naga National, you know? And the privatization of power generation actually increased rates for consumers. So the monopoly, simply because of the size, can actually benefit from economies of scale. So in this case, in the case of Tanaka National, if it is a monopoly which is owned by the government, and if there are sufficient safeguards to ensure that it operates efficiently, then it might be desirable to actually have a monopoly in those cases. But not so for other areas. In fact, I think the monopoly is not so much a problem as oligopolies, where a small group of companies control the market, and they all make a lot of money as a result of that.
So what would it take to sort of dismantle a monopoly?
First of all, you need to see whether you can gain efficiencies by dismantling a monopoly. So say, for instance, if you take water supply in Selangor, it's undertaken by one single company. So how do you dismantle a monopoly like that? You know, because then how do you share the pipes, for instance? Are you going to lay a different set of pipes to the houses? You know, so it's an unnecessary duplication of infrastructure. So you have to first establish whether it's desirable to break the monopoly. So in this case, the answer would obviously be no, for instance. And then, or for instance, if you take Petronas is the national oil corporation. So all of the petroleum and oil and gas wealth of the country is vested in Petronas. Do you want another company, you know, for that? Obviously not. So it depends, you know, in certain cases, whether you destroy a monopoly or not is dependent on the national interest.
So have we ever then, I mean, because we're currently talking about trying to change monopolistic business practices or breaking up a monopoly, have we ever succeeded in doing that? And I guess by succeeded, I don't just mean dismantling it, but also then going on to create a healthier marketplace.
I think basically, if you look at mobile telephony, for instance, it has moved from a monopoly, which was essentially Telekom Malaysia before, to other companies. There are three major companies and a number of smaller players in the mobile telephony area. So I think that is an example of how it was successfully dismantled by giving licenses to other operators as well.
So earlier we were talking about the Malaysia Competition Commission looking into Grab for the alleged monopolistic practices. What kind of things will they be investigating?
I think that's a fair investigation because, as you all know, Grab and Uber were competing with each other. And then there was a merger between Grab and Uber for the Southeast Asian operations, as a result of which you were pulled out of Malaysia. So it's a valid question to ask whether this merger actually reduces the competition within the e-hailing service. You know, and I think previously MyCC handed out a fine to both Malaysia Airlines and AirAsia over the AirAsia-Malaysia Airlines merger some time back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think it's a fair investigation for the MyCC to make as far as e-hailing is concerned. Certainly, a huge competitor to Grab was removed because Uber no longer competes in the same space.
So broadly speaking, then, can and should governments regulate mergers in order to avoid this sort of the formation, really, of monopolies?
Yes, I think you can. I believe that the existing laws, under which the MyCC was set up, enables this to happen. So In Malaysia, for instance, the MICC can rule that it is not in the interest of the consumer to for Grab and Uber to merge the operations, and they should be kept separate. But they're taking a long time to do it. This should have been done a long time ago.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, has breaking up monopolies helped to reduce the cost for consumers in for certain services like broadband, for example?
Okay, the broadband, again, there is a problem of infrastructure. So the thing is, I think the government has not handled this issue very well. Because in order to, say, not duplicate the same fiber network, then you may have to have fiber owned by a separate company in which all the telecommunications companies or major fiber users have a stake. Huh? So in that way, the owner of the fiber network then will not discriminate against anyone. So in this case here, we know that TM is related to a number of other companies. You know, I mean, there are common shareholders between TM and Axiata, for instance, which is a major user of fiber. So those kind of problems arise. So even in the mobile telephony market, for instance, there is duplication of towers and so on. So there is a valid economic argument for a separate company to handle this infrastructure. But this separate company will be like a monopoly because it owns the backbone infrastructure. Mm. But it has to be closely monitored by a regulator to ensure that it's a monopoly situation is not abused.
One of the more common complaints that we hear about monopolies, especially from, a consumer perspective, is this idea of quality of service. Because if you don't have competitors, then you can really kind of afford to do anything, you know, because people don't have an alternative. But I'm not sure if this is just anecdotal or if it is fact. You know, do we know for certain that monopolies do directly impact quality of service?
I think, if you take, say, for instance, the cigarette companies at one time, they make a common decision to increase prices at the same time, and they used to announce it in the newspapers at exactly the same time, and they agree on the quantum of increase. So, I mean, because licenses are very limited in the cigarette market, there are a few large players in the cigarette market. You know, so this is how they used to operate before until MyCC was set up, and they were required not to consult with each other before setting prices. You know? So I think, again, you can't avoid like a monopoly kind of situations, you know, not only in Malaysia, but throughout the world. But when there is a monopoly kind of a situation or a major oligopolistic situation, then that's the time for the regulators to step in and ensure that there is somewhat of a fair playing field there. You know, the same is it's a thing for the beer market, for instance. There are just two or three main producers. I think there are only two main producers of beer in the country, for instance. And, look at Google and Facebook, who control almost 70% of the digital market worldwide. You know, that's also a form of oligopoly, and it's actually crying out for some kind of regulation so that they do not kill advertising in the other markets simply because of the ability to dictate prices.
Earlier, we were talking about how Grab more or less monopolizes the e-hailing sector, and that the other smaller competitors are finding it difficult to, you know, sort of like get a stronghold in the sector. So, can you sort of explain to us how monopolies affect business landscapes for those who are just starting out, and how can these new players sort of try and get a foothold in the sector when there's this really strong incumbent?
Yeah, the thing is, in this case, sometimes what a monopolist will do is to engage in predatory pricing, which is basically to reduce their prices so as to push any competition out. You know, so those kind of measures should be referred to MyCC, for instance, to stop that. And then in this case, the most obvious thing for Grab is to have a large competitor such as Uber, So, which was eliminated via mergers of the Southeast Asian operations of the two. So, in this case, probably the best thing that can be done is for MyCC to come up and say, look, we are not allowing this merger, and Uber should have to continue its operations here. But whether Uber can be compelled to do that or not is difficult to say. You know? There may be a lot of other legal implications.
Gunnar, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Welcome. Okay.
That was P. Gunasegaram, Editor-in-Chief of Focus Malaysia, weighing in on the subject of monopolies, because the Malaysia Competition Commission has said that they're going to be stepping up their probe into Grab. If you have any thoughts you'd like to share, especially in terms of your experience as a consumer in monopolies, tell us. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.